Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And a developing story now has been breaking, and it deals with the Dallas Cowboys and owner Jerry Jones. We know that Mike McCarthy will not return as their head coach in 2025. So who is he eyeing to be the next head coach? Well, it appears one of those candidates might be Deion Sanders, as Adam Schefter reported that Deion and Jerry Jones had a conversation, that Jerry Jones reached out to him. Of course, the story was first reported that this may all be happening, that Jones was interested in Deion Sanders, by Fox Sports' Jay Glazer.
Yeah, it looked like Schefter tweeted out last night, right near the end of that that game, to hear from Jerry Jones is truly delightful and it's intriguing. Deion Sanders told ESPN, I love Jerry and I believe in Jerry. After you hang up and process it and think about it, it's intriguing. But I love Boulder and everything there is about our team, the coaches, our student body, and the community.
What does that mean?
It means that I haven't said yes or no.
Exactly.
I mean, like, it's a long answer of basically preserving what he has in Colorado while not, you know, closing the door on what is possible in Dallas. I don't personally see this coming to fruition, although I don't necessarily think it would be a terrible hire. I think I probably slept on what Deion Sanders would be for Colorado, and he obviously, this day and age, things are a lot different than they've ever been, and he's been able to do some good things out there. And, you know, they ends with the Heisman Trophy, you know, then that's a pretty good way to go. But I think that Deion is an intriguing candidate for a lot of different reasons, and we all know that Jerry Jones loves having the headlines. I mean, goodness, he dropped the McCarthy news right in the middle of the Mike Vrabel press conference yesterday. I mean, like, if you don't believe,
all eyes on the Cowboys.
Seriously, so. If you don't believe in an owner, you know, going back and forth, it just that was interesting to me as well. But Jerry Jones loves the spotlight.
That's the point that I was making during the break. Is that yes, he would like all eyes to always be on the Dallas Cowboys. So why not go for a coach like Deion Sanders, who and I say this too, like, is Deion's a flashy guy, right? And I say that as someone, I've worked with him, obviously got to cover their games. He's been good to me. But this makes sense from that entertainment perspective. Also makes sense, too, from a coaching perspective, because you're wanting someone that can appeal to your guys. He's been there before in those shoes and has a different approach to things. Will, the way he is running Colorado, it's kind of like running a tight ship, right? Is that going to apply to the NFL? Does he change some of the way he does things? I can tell you in Colorado, they do run an NFL-style practice from beginning to go up there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll have to see. But Jerry Jones loves a headline. The only question I have, though, too, is it's all Jerry in Dallas, right? And if you bring in someone like Deion, I mean, the amount of clicks and views, anything that Deion says, anything that he does, all eyes are on him. So I'm just kind of wondering how that kind of works, because you don't have that with Mike McCarthy. You don't have that with any other head coach.
Well, he did share the limelight briefly. Now, it was a different era where there was no social media, there weren't smartphones, but he shared
with Jimmy Johnson.
Well, I would say go even younger, and Bill Parcells.
Okay.
Which a lot of people didn't think that marriage could work, and I think Jerry is kicking himself that he didn't hire Sean Payton to run the team once Bill Parcells, you know, and that was a guy who was always rumored to be there.
Always.
It still has ties to Dallas. Yeah.
Goodness.
Here's the deal for me. You guys talk about that other part, and I think y'all have solid points. There's nothing for me really to add. Deion said the only way he's going, and I'm supposed to hold him at his word, that the only way he's going to the NFL is if he gets Shador and Shiloh with him, and he can coach them. Well, I don't know where Shador is set to go in the draft, and I don't know how that would work out getting him. But the reality is, you have Dak Prescott signed, and his dead cap this year. Well, his dead cap this year is for this 25 season is $151 million. His cap hit is $89 million. Now, if you decide to trade him before 2025, before June 1st, I should say, his dead cap goes to $104 million. If you decide to release him before, which you would never do, it would be $151.8 million, which is would roughly give you, if the cap is 200 and let's just say the cap's $285 million, you're only going to have $130-something million to spend on the rest of a roster. And don't even make me pull up CeeDee Lamb's cap hit and Micah Parsons. But reality is you're going to have a huge cap hit are you telling me that Shedeur Sanders would sit the bench for a couple years while Dak Prescott?
Well, I was going to say, let's not bury the lead. We've all seen it with our own two eyes that sometimes you can put a quarterback on a large contract and draft his successor all at the same time.
This is a little bit different of a large cap hit.
Okay, my question is, what's his cap hit after 2026 season? Do you have that? Is it SpotTrack?
Yeah, it's $61.6 million.
After the 2026 season, they're still on the hook for in dead cap money?
You paid it. Yeah, well, dead cap is 34, but okay. The actual cap hit is 61. The reality is what I'm saying, are you willing to suffer a couple years with a team that you've paid a couple of guys because you are, an air quote, wanting to win a Super Bowl right now? If you go get Deion, in a lot of ways, you're kind of hitting a reset button.
The fans won't stand for that in Dallas because they've been waiting long enough. I feel like Jerry Jones doesn't want that to happen, but I don't know if he's, that's a really good question, and maybe he's willing to sacrifice that just to get Deion in-house. Because ultimately what's going to happen, it's going to sell, right? But then people are going to start to get frustrated if the product on the field isn't winning.
And I don't care who Dallas hires. I really don't. You know what? Hit the reset button. I like misery for Dallas Cowboys fans.
Because
they're also Lakers fans and, probably Red Wings fans as well. So Miami Hurricane fans, Yankees fans. So I don't really. So
Hurricane fans.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing. They all were good in a certain time period and they all jumped and became bandwagon fans in the 80s. And in the late 90s, early 90s.
I have always heard that sentiment. I've never heard anybody include it must be a Florida thing.
Well,
never heard anybody include
I know a certain guy that's a Miami Hurricane fan and a New York Yankees fan.
What are you most shocked by? What were you
saying? I'm shocked that Mike McCarthy's not back. And here's the first thing that popped into my head. They were like, hey, we couldn't come to a contract dispute, couldn't come to a numbers, terms, whatever.
No, they didn't even get there, they said.
Do you think that this is a bad reflection of how Mike McCarthy feels about Dak Prescott?
No.
Do you think, because I'm looking at it going, dude, if you really believed in Dak, and you thought that you were on the verge,
no.
that you might, take lesser money or whatever. Like, I don't know.
No,
man.
I think this all has to do with the possibility of Deion. I think it was handled this way because maybe there's some
Mike
sort of
Mike McCarthy's perspective.
I don't think that, when they couldn't reach an agreement, maybe McCarthy was willing to, maybe the Cowboys did not come correctly.
Jerry said
that. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Maybe they didn't make a good enough offer. I don't know. That would make him have to leave. Sometimes people force your hand. And maybe there was just a glimmer of hope that they could get Deion here. And then and having the conversation, that's why this dragged out. You were kind of in a stalemate. It's almost like, I hate when people liken it to the relationship stuff, but you're texting one girl, you're texting one guy, you're trying to keep the door open. And maybe that door open was still cracked that they could try to make a move to get Deion.
They kind of said that they didn't even get to the negotiation part of it, like length or contract. It's weird because if you're Jerry, it has to be a fact that you've been having backdoor conversations with Deion because You screwed McCarthy over from even interviewing with the Bears. Then you screwed yourself over by missing the first window with guys like Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson because now you can't talk to them for a couple of weeks.
Because I think they thought that – I think they were possibly thinking they wanted to keep McCarthy and then maybe somehow this Deion thing got more legs between them.
I don't think it has to do with McCarthy, though, at all. Not what you're saying. I'm talking about McCarthy's feelings for Dak. Because I think he got irked because they wouldn't let him interview with Chicago and they were jerking him around as far as what are you going to do? We're not talking to you yet, but you can't do this. And then that bad blood.
That's what I think. Either Mike McCarthy's like, I won a Super Bowl. I'm a Super Bowl winning head coach.
But do y'all not think he's going to be a head coach somewhere next year?
I do. You know why? It's
hard to leave behind a franchise quarterback to go somewhere else, just straight out.
If you're going to Chicago, you got a team with a cap situation that's not hell, and you think you might have a franchise quarterback. You're going to play with
And you've got a situation where they let it play out. Like, publicly, we're all going to find out anyway. The contract stuff, why would you want to stay at a place with an ownership like that?
I agree with that sentiment, Tiff, but I will just tell you, if Deion was in the back of Jerry Jones' head when he was negotiating or not negotiating with Mike McCarthy, then that's even more of a dumpster fire than I'm giving him credit for. You can't say we're going to get rid of a Super Bowl winning head coach that's well over 500 lifetime here and that obviously has held this team together for the thought that you could bring in Deion Sanders out of the Colorado Buffalo.
I'm gonna tell you something. If I read Mike McCarthy's career numbers and Mike Tomlin's career numbers, I bet you couldn't tell which one's which.
I bet I couldn't either.
Because one of them is 185 and 123 with two ties and 11-11 in the postseason, and the other guy is 191 and 118 and two with 8 wins and 11 losses in the postseason. They both have Super Bowls. You tell me which one's which. Now, I'm not saying they're the same guy. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just telling you, when you look on paper, those guys look identical on paper as far as head coaching in the NFL. One just has never had a losing season, and the other has had a couple.